Hey, this is Dawn.
And this is Lana.
I'm Duck.
And I'm Mame.
And we're here for another episode of Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age.
We improve with wine.
And don't we ever? It's finally spring.
Oh my god.
Yay!
Thank heavens. It's free comic book day. And more importantly, there is wine to be had. Today's theme is kind of a weird one, but maybe
You're right, not for us.
Our theme for our episode today was your favorite restaurant's house wine. And so I picked up, my restaurant is El Loro, which is a Mexican restaurant, which I like to call El Fatso. And I only get to eat there once a week. And Lana, your bottles came from?
From Cheeky Monkey, which is a little deli down here on Selby in St. Paul. I actually have two wines, and you're going to have to choose, because there's one that we had that used to be on the menu, and I went to the menu today, and they have a different one, so a House Pinot. So.
Jerks. Well, who should we make pick the wine? Mame has never been on our show before. Duck, you've kind of been on it.
I had a gummy.
You had a wine gummy.
He had a walk-on part.
Yes, nice. A walk-on. So, Mame, you get to pick. Do you want to start with the El Loro wine or what, the Cheeky Monkey wine?
I'm going to go Cheeky Monkey.
Okay.
Well, if you chose which one you start with, Doc, you get to choose old or new.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm all for new experiences, and since you haven't had the new wine yet.
I have not had the new wine.
I think we have to have the new wine.
Yay. All right, well, and listen to it come out of the bag.
Oh, that's
no Foley table, people.
No.
It's
the real thing.
All right, so this is Angeline Pinot Noir from California.
Well.
Now, so this is going to be interesting, because I'm usually not that... Oh, and it's a screw top.
Yeah,
there we go. There we go. I love screw tops because I'm pro lazy.
Yay!
Pro lazy.
All right.
Is there a movement for that?
Now, well,
I need
California,
to join the pro lazy movement.
California Pinots can go in a lot of directions. So, okay, here's the sound.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's totally beautiful.
Okay. All right, kids.
And her next favorites, or most
favorite.
This
is my
sound.
Favorite.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
That is lovely.
The angels are singing, I tell ya.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. Now, this one already comes out with a
Molto
really
grazie.
Interesting color.
Interesting,
already.
Possibly in a Minnesota kind of way.
Because it's...
Don't worry, we have more wine if this one sucks.
Hey, well, whatever, it's wine. We're all good. Great. Because what is this again? It's a Pinot?
It's a Pinot Noir.
And it has more of like a rose tint to it when you were pouring it.
It's a bit on the thin looking side
it's
for a
Pinot. It's very thin, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But let's give this sucker a little swirl. It's it's adhering to the glass nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It really is.
Yeah, this.
I mean, just looking at the surface, you can tell it's a really thin fluid.
It's thin, but boy, those legs aren't even moving down the sides.
That's beautiful.
Is that a good thing?
Yes.
Well, it depends on what your taste is.
I thought you wanted legs.
Yes.
Now, how did you get legs?
Well, I ended up swirling mine twice. The first time just kind of like it did nothing, but just sat on the side. And then when I swirled it a second time, we got the more legs.
And the nice thing about these glasses without the stems is you can put them right on the table and swirl them and not spill anything.
Speaking from experience, Lana.
Spilling the wine is sad because that's wine you can't drink. Well, I mean, you could suck it off the tablecloth.
Well, actually, I did that last night. I was having some wine and ended up spilling on my hand. And Suze was like, is it better off your hand? Like, it's good enough.
It'll do.
It'll do.
Okay, so, let's take a sniff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is a little bit more powerful than I expected.
Yes, man, got me right between the eyes on this one.
Yeah. And maybe it's because we're drinking during the afternoon, but I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Okay, do the Cat Fleming type of sniff with your mouth open.
And that's like when you inhale through your mouth and through your nose at the same time.
Oh, yeah,
I just did it.
Like
how kitties do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Smooth, right?
What do you guys think it smells like, Duck? What do you think?
I mean, I definitely smells like a fruity wine.
Yeah.
I smell pepper, but I don't know if I'm smelling it right.
I think it's got a spice to it. Without a doubt, it's got a spice.
I think I might have to Paul Giamatti the... Well, have you seen what's that movie that he made that was
Sideways?
All about Sideways, where they go through like he's the big wine aficionado.
Yeah.
He does like all these crazy things when he's smelling wine.
We were given that movie by a family member and have yet to watch it. I think they just thought that we were, you know, ostentatious and wine drinkers.
Right. It's enjoyable. It's enjoyable. But yeah.
I guess there's probably some cherry in there, but I don't know that I have a very astute nose.
Even a little bit of smoke or tobacco?
See, now usually I go for like the tobacco cigarette and that kind of stuff, but I'm not picking that up here. I do catch a lot of fruit, but it's really an undefinable fruit.
Yeah.
Like it's not necessarily cherry, it's not necessarily raspberry. I really want to try this.
Okay, and let's go.
And we should do our toast.
Oh God, I forgot. So what shall we toast to?
Well, I mean, I think about what brought us kind of all together in a quote-unquote way, and it's really, like, theater and, like, the Fringe Festival, because I think that's when I first met you, Maine, was through Fringe.
Yeah.
So let's toast to the Minnesota Fringe Festival.
Sweet. Good year.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Oh. Okay, take a sip. Here we go.
Does it match its smell? I think I won't edit out that pause. I'll have to audio describe what I saw on the faces. I had Mame, Duck, and Lana, and I was like, so, does it taste like a smell? And they all kind of did this, and like, crinkled up their eyes and their heads to the side. And
it's
so
really tart.
It has such a huge nose, and this,
oh wow,
it's right across your, you know, and you're just expecting a pow. And then you drink it and go, where'd it go?
Yeah, it doesn't really...
Well, you guys, I am out of my league here.
No, you're not.
On first taste, it doesn't really seem to hold on to the palate very much.
Take a couple more. It gets better. A little bit.
It gets better. It's wine, so...
Yeah.
But
what I noticed on my first taste was that, like, kerplow, like, taste, and all of a sudden just like, boink, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was like, look at me!
It makes my mouth water.
Good.
It's got a little bit of tannin, and I'm not disliking it for its tannin.
Mm-hmm.
Write that in your diary, Dawn.
I will.
Hey, hand me that big jug of olive oil.
There you go.
I can barely get it in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Because I think this might be better with food.
I think it might be, but it's not bad as a sipping one.
No, it's really not.
No, I mean, but it faked me out. I thought it was going to be like, you know, holy crap.
Based on the smell?
Yeah.
Like, holy crap.
I do feel like this is the kind of wine that I would be happy drinking, and then when it was gone, I'd be like, oh, where did it go? You know, it's not like one that I feel like I would experience the whole way through the glass, where every sip is like, wow, you know, like bursting with new experiences.
Well, we have an exciting beeping noise. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that was probably the dishwasher.
The dishwasher is...
I was around going, what the...
It's like... It's gluten-free and regular bread.
So. I won't waste your... But I touched it.
No, that's fine. It's got extra flavors now. So apparently the dishwasher feels the same about your opinion, Doug. So now that Lana's trying it with food, is it doing something exciting?
I don't know about exciting, but it's certainly more interesting
than...
Then on its own.
Okay.
I think it's a fine table wine.
Right.
You know?
But just, this is a house wine.
Yeah.
So it's
right.
kind of
that
what it's
makes
supposed
sense,
to be.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
And every human's wine.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Nice.
I'm so PC.
Nothing to write home about, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Do you happen to know how much they sell it for? The Cheeky Monkey?
I can find out.
Well, I mean, it's not the end of the world. But it's kind of like one of those curiosities, like, hey, you know, it's only $18 for a bottle, so let's just drink it and shut up.
So, Cheeky Monkey, you talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, sure.
What do you think? What do you think this wine would go with?
Duck.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hey-o.
No, actually, to be honest, it doesn't have enough oomph to balance duck.
Your duck's pretty rich.
Yeah.
I wish.
So, you know, like, I would like to drink this wine with, like, sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like, cold-cut sandwiches, which I know is really weird. Like, maybe a thing of fries.
Pizza.
Wine and pizza always
burger.
Burgers.
Well, sandwiches make sense, because Cheeky Monkey's a deli. So, maybe...
Actually, they call themselves a deli, but you can get a nice piece of salmon there. It's amazing. They have a very small...
Oh.
Why am I not seeing how much...
Well, they might not post it.
all their wines are $7 by the glass.
Oh.
All their wines.
Or of this grouping.
I don't know if I would pay $7 for this. I think I'd be annoyed.
$7 is pretty, it's on the low end for a glass of wine anywhere, so.
Yeah. I don't know.
I got the house wine at the Mill Northeast. Mm-hmm. It was $5.
Nice.
So I didn't care what it tasted like. Because it was $5.
The bottle is 12, which I would say that's a dollar over.
Well, so how do you feel, like, now that you're eating food with it? Do you feel that it's changed? Do you think it's complemented? Do you think it's any different?
I don't sense much difference to me.
I like it better now.
Real with food?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
I think it takes the edge off.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of sitting here with Duck on this one. It's like, eh.
It's fine.
Meh.
Yeah. That'll get you drunk.
But like a Pinot Noir. This just doesn't taste like a Pinot Noir.
See, this is because it's a California Pinot Noir.
That's
if you go to a Washington or Oregon, that's when you get those big, deep, fruity Pinots.
Yeah.
And that's why. And this is why I have a soapbox about California wine. See, I'm always coming back
Get it out.
Yeah. But they're Cabernets. Mm-hmm. California understands Cabernet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I lived in Portland and in Seattle.
Oh, really?
But Portland for a long time. And I went to college in Eugene. So we would do the winery tours. And yes, an Oregon Pinot is by far one of my favorite drinks of all.
Drinks of all time.
Yeah.
So were you one of those college people that drank wine instead of like whatever the cheapest vodka was?
I drank beer.
Oh, good for you.
I'm a beer girl.
Yeah.
I drank wine coolers.
Yes.
Specifically Boone's Farm.
What? Not Bartles and James?
No, I did not drink Bartles and James.
No,
or St. Ides or,
you
know.
Speaking of Fringe, I have a story about Bartles and James.
Yay! Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Well, I'm not going to give the whole thing away. You'll have to come see my Fringe show.
And is this your Fringe show for 2015?
It sure is.
Oh my gosh. No way.
It's called Confessions of a Delinquent Cheerleader.
Yeah. And where's your
menu? Yeah, that wouldn't have anything to do with you, would it?
No. It's at Huge.
Great.
Being directed by Nicole Marie Wilder.
Yay.
And the story that I have about Bartles and James is also connected with Canterbury Downs and an arrest. So.
This sounds crazy.
Wait a second, I need more wine.
This sounds lovely.
It is. It's classic. I was a bad kid, you guys. I mean, I wasn't a bad kid. I made bad choices.
That's you were a kid, is what you were saying.
Yeah, I think we would have gotten along just fine in high school. Except for the fact that you were a cheerleader. That would have turned me off.
That's amazing. Yeah, seriously, you were a cheerleader.
I know. I was in the closet a long time about it.
Yeah,
Because once I found my people, which are theater people, there's that reaction like, So I'm just like, don't talk about it. Don't say nothing.
How long were you a cheerleader for?
All of high school.
All of high school? Like, as a fresh in high school?
Yeah.
Wow.
And where did you go to high school again?
I went to Minneapolis.
Keep drinking, honey.
Sweetie. Yeah.
Minneapolis Lutheran High School, which is no longer in existence. But it was at the old Edina High School.
Oh.
They're just off 100.
And was there a specific sport you cheerleaded for? Your cheerled?
I don't know. Football, wrestling.
At least you were inside.
Yeah.
Wrestling's big in southern Minnesota.
Oh, it sure is.
I'm just amazed.
Yeah.
I'm from the north, you know.
Well, it was all because of my boyfriend. I was completely...
Oh, God, that's so high school, isn't it?
It is. Sad.
And you had the same boyfriend for 4 years?
Off and on. Oh, there was drama.
Oh, that sounds like a good part of your show.
Yeah, it is.
So it's a one-woman show?
It is a one-woman show. Bravo. All stories true to my memory.
And do your memories change depending on how much alcohol you've imbibed?
Well, my memories were not really cemented very well because of how much alcohol I imbibed back then. So it could be a little...
I thought your memories might change a little bit once you have a child. Mm. All of a sudden you're starting to look at life as a parent instead of as a child. I've noticed that there's a real difference. People who have children who don't, about how they view being in high school.
Well, I don't know. I'm just pretty frank about the whole thing. I'm not telling him anything. That's for after he's out of high school and he...
So he's not coming to see your show?
Heck no. Heck no. No, and I told him, I'm like, you can't come see this one. He's like, oh. He's like, maybe we can do one next year. I'm like, sure.
Oh, I love that. How old is he now?
He'll be 9 in a couple weeks.
He wants to do a show with you.
He does.
That's a beautiful age.
Oh, my God. I love him so much. All right. I feel like I talk about David all the time. No, I don't.
But we see stuff about him on Facebook. So, yeah. You know what? I have never met him, but I feel like I know him.
Yeah, exactly.
You do this well.
Thank you.
That's how Facebook works, but that would be really adorable to see you guys do a show together.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and you might as well, like, take advantage of it now, because, like, in 2 years, he won't want to be seen in public with you.
So. As soon as the hormones kick in, you can just kiss those kids goodbye for a few years.
It's true.
Or you'd like to kiss them goodbye. You know,
yeah, depends. Or kick them goodbye.
I know. So is your show written?
The first drafts of all the stories are written.
Bravo.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, you should let Kelvin know how to do that.
Part of Kelvin's charm is like being like, yeah, you know, I have a show in 5 days, and I'm not really sure how it starts.
Are you all in the same Fringe show together?
No. We've got it. Yeah.
Well, we are.
Duck and I are in the same Fringe show.
Okay.
We're doing The Sound of Footloose, the Knott musical,
by the
same company that did Top Gun the musical last year.
Nice.
And so it's going to be
Highlander the musical 2 years before.
I think.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And they technically did Complete Works of William Shatner, too, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be really.
Which was awesome.
That was a great show.
How do you technically do a show?
Well, because
they had parts from various different sources.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yep.
It wasn't it wasn't just Tim and John, you know. Yeah. You threw some Stytler in there and some urine in there, and it gets a little those lines get a little blurred.
I love that you throw some urine in there.
Yeah.
You know, that phrase just never gets old.
No, I love you.
That's
too.
What I was
love
smelling in this moment.
Oh.
Episode that we couldn't get by without talking about Tim Uren.
Yeah.
Oh, it
happens every time.
It does. Because it's red.
Tim, we love you so much.
We do. We want to hug you and squeeze you and call you George.
And forever. So yeah, that's going to be what Duck and I are working on.
Where are you at?
We are at The Thrust at Rare Egg.
Yeah, I didn't know the menu.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited.
That's great.
And I think, Doug, you're playing Captain Von Trapp.
That's what I hear.
Yes.
That is
oh my
what
gosh.
I hear.
It should be divine. It's a mashup of Sound of Music and Footloose.
I feel like I'm completing a circle, because the first role in theater I ever did was a Nazi in The Sound of Music, and now I get to revisit and be on the opposite side.
I love that you played a Nazi.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is awesome.
You were...
And it was like a dream, because a few years before that, I saw my brother play Rolf.
Oh!
And I was like, I want to be a little mulatto Nazi too. And before you knew what I was.
That is some beautiful colorblind casting.
No kidding. Speaking of colorblind, should we rate this wine?
Oh,
segue.
Right.
Super good segue.
You are good.
Yeah.
All right, so our rating system, 1 to 5, 1 being low, 5 being high.
Okay.
1 is, I wouldn't drink that if they were handing it out free at Renfest.
Yes.
Wow.
Truly, how bad does that
have to be? Really,
it's
got to
be bad. It's got to be bad. Okay, number 2 is we would put it on our salad as vinegar salad dressing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 3 is wedding appropriate wine. If they were handing it out at a wedding, you would drink it. It would be fine, but you won't remember it an hour later.
No, except for that your glass was empty and your shoes hurt your feet and you want more wine to, you know, nullify that. Yeah. And number 4.
Learning more about Dawn every day.
Number 4 is a bottle I wouldn't feel guilty drinking by myself.
And that's a wide category for
me. Sure. Mm,
that's a huge wide category. Number 5 is I would tap that vintner's cask. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, Mame, how do you feel about this one?
I'm going to land on a 3. Like, if it was at a wedding, I'd be all about it. I'd be like, yeah, thanks, this is great. But then I probably wouldn't follow up on it.
Like, you wouldn't go buy a bottle afterwards
right.
and drink it at home?
Right.
Yeah. Duck, how about you?
I'm going to say 2.5. Am I allowed to do a half?
Yes. Yes, we do rounds.
Knock
or decimals. Depending. Well, rounds. Yeah, sorry. I work in IT.
Nerd.
Because like, it's a little bit better than just salad dressing, but like, I don't know if it's, you know, and like I could have it in the wedding and be like, that was all right. But I wouldn't be like, yeah. I'd be like, oh, I wish they had a better wine here. But I'll drink it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's really where I'm sitting. It's like, this tastes like something that you would be getting in big bottles at a wedding, and they just keep pouring it, and you go, fine,
$7 a glass.
Yeah.
No, you know, I've drunk a lot worse for $7, let me tell you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best part, though, is when you go into a place, I mean, it's okay, and Lana and I do this all the time, to ask for tastes of wine before you actually order it.
Yes.
It's totally appropriate. Now, they usually will only give you, like, tastes of wine for bottles that are already opened, so if they say no, they say no.
So if, yeah.
Yeah, but you can really, like, try the wine first. And then if you already know you're going to like the wine, you just got an extra half a glass of wine. Not like I would do that.
No. Which is, you know, so they'll give you, if they're pouring by the glass, that's fine. But if you have to buy, it's only by the bottle, then
yeah.
And right. And how often do we only get a glass?
Never. Yeah. Except for that one time when there was three of us going out. It was like, oh, we're only getting one bottle?
Yeah. Well, and the bottle was empty, and then we looked at each other and it's like, do we get more? Do we
yeah, that's
it was a Sunday
it was
evening.
A Sunday. It was a challenge. Yeah.
Do you guys do wine tastings often?
Well, not enough.
Every time we're together.
Like, do you go to the Minnesota wineries and stuff?
We went to Cannon Falls. Yeah, so we had two wines from there. That was interesting.
Oh gosh, no.
No bueno.
Not
it's
for
getting
dogs.
Better. Okay. But, you know, we started drinking it, you know, we go to the fair and we do the wine tasting, and honest to God, some of those are no more than a 2 at any given time. But they're getting considerably better. But I would say always go for the fruit wine if you want something decent, you know, the really kind of sweet ones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because the table wines just aren't quite there yet.
Okay.
But, you know, they're new vines, you know, give them 10, 20 years. What do you want, baby? There you go.
I want everything.
Yeah, I know you do. and usually you get it. That's
well, I
the
know.
Sad part.
Okay, but otherwise, I give this wine like a 2.75. I mean, again, at a wedding, I would knock the first glass back as quickly as possible, just to make sure I don't taste as much the
well,
next
and
time.
Then the, yeah, and the second glass gets considerably better.
Always. The second glass always gets considerably better, which is really strange.
One thing I just recently noticed is I took a larger amount into my mouth.
You know,
and
it's always better when you take
and
it. Seems, your mouth.
It seems, well, you, oh yeah. But it seems like this would be a very easy wine to drink fast if you wanted to. Like it's
faster
not,
is better.
Nah, yeah, as long as it's big.
And as long as it lasts a long time.
Yeah.
Are we on a wine podcast?
We are.
Have you met us?
Okay, so the next portion of our show is that who gets to do it? Because, like, Mame actually, like, picked the place, but Duck picked
Duck
the bottle.
Duck picked the bottle.
Okay, Duck, you have to pick from the envelope of funny voices, and you are going to read the tasting notes at the back of the bottle. So what funny voice did you draw?
You're underwater.
Yay! So Duck is underwater, and he's going to read the tasting notes for Angeline Pinot Noir.
From California.
From California.
He's drinking.
From Bernard Lopez in the coastal region.
Good spit take.
Spit take.
Of our wine elegantly embodied in a liquid character of cosmic vino noir. Bright fruit aromas, velvety texture, and ripe berry flavor.
Oh my God. Way to commit. Way to commit.
Besides being
live
brilliantly done.
Live the role.
Yes, this is, they call it bright fruit aromas, velvet texture, and ripe berry flavors.
Ooh. I don't get the velvet.
I do not
I don't
velvet.
Get velvet on this. But
I love velvet.
I do too.
Especially on the finish. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ripe berry flavors, did anyone get that?
I think I only smelled it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think they never tasted it. They only smelled it and thought, that's good enough.
Mm-hmm. Do we say corked dorkery?
I call
cork dorkery on this one. I think that's cool.
Oh, can I interject? Oh,
would you please
because
interject?
Because we had, so last night we went to Corner Table for Steve's birthday. And by the way, we had the best waiter ever.
Yay, I like Corner Table.
But I had Duck.
The joke's never getting old.
Yeah. Was it satisfying?
It was rich and deep.
Yeah.
And ultimately satisfying. Ooh. But trying to find a wine that pairs with duck is challenging.
It's really hard.
And so I ended up with, and I've had to pull it up, Aquitania Cabernet Sauvignon Valle de Maipo, Chile.
I'd like to make love to you right now.
Oh, come
beautiful.
French kiss me now, baby.
Wow.
Anyway.
This isn't a wine.
I'm glad I'm sitting in the middle.
baby.
And no, this isn't a wine podcast anymore.
Was it ever? Really? Anyway, I want to tell you that wine, I would probably never drink it on its own.
Really?
It's very fruity on one end and cuts through the acid and the depth of the duck.
Of the duck.
And it was fabulous with the duck.
Did the waiter say you should have this?
You know what? He tried to discourage me from this one. He gave me samples of two other wines. One of them, a Bordeaux.
Oh, wow.
And the Bordeaux was just too straightforward.
Yeah.
And it was like, no. I need something more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And
it like was duck.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Duck, you're one of the most uncomplicated people. So in the right way.
Yes.
In the right way.
Which I shared, though, with the waiter about what a great pairing this was, because he's like, I will take note and let other people know.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, shall we move to our next one?
Yes, please.
So my selection was from El Loro, which is a chain restaurant. They're also known as El Toro and El Azteca. Which I think is crazy. And
so we don't know if they're Mexican or Aztec or Mayan or Spanish.
Did we know if they were Mexican to begin with? Because, I mean, I'm a Minnesotan person and I don't know anything anyways.
Your skin is very fair.
It is, isn't it? So their house wine
is... Oh, wait a second. We should listen to you open this like we open the screw top.
It's like a zipper.
It is. If you haven't guessed yet, this is a box of wine. And now I'm trying to find the precious nipple. I prefer to call it a nipple. I don't think that's what it's technically called.
Oi. So, do you just wrap your lips around it and suck?
I really want to, but I'm afraid it's like going to totally go south.
Going south is a good thing, isn't it?
Well, that was exciting, too.
I don't know what that was.
So, oh, wow, this is a different type of...
nipple.
A nipple that...
A nipple protector.
It does have a nipple protector.
You know, everyone should have a nipple protector.
Really?
We just came back from the Boston Marathon, let me tell you.
I think that would require nipple protection.
Mm-hmm. Even for me, I think I would...
Well, I've heard that. Runner nipple.
I've seen
bleeding
pictures.
Through your shirt.
Oh, yeah. God. Okay.
No bueno.
Anyways, so I love El Loro. Ooh. I think it's
so what's good about El Loro? What's the deal?
Cheese. It's just a lot of cheese, and it's just like an unpretentious Mexican restaurant that just is like, here, we're going to put more cheese on it.
And where's El Loro at?
There's multiple locations. One happens to be within walking distance of my home, which is grand. Otherwise, they have a bunch of locations. I think it's more Southern Metro, evidently.
Walking distance from my house.
Oh, I know. Yeah, sure.
Sorry.
And so the funny part about their house wine is because in preparation for the show, I went to the bar and ate there. And I was like, hey, what's your house wine? And they're like, house wine. Like, no, what's the name of your house wine? They're like, house wine. And here I'm being a jerk and thinking we have a language barrier. Until she finally pointed the box to me and it's called house wine.
Perfect.
And like, yay, I'm an idiot. So this is El Loro's house wine. Which
I wonder if like,
here we go. Oh my God!
Yeah.
Yes, that's
an that's an incredible spurt.
That's a spigot.
Whoa!
Holy crap!
Whoa! You could take a shower under that.
And it's foaming the wine. It's hysterical.
Is.
You'd think it was Lambrusco the way it's foaming up.
Wow, maybe it is Lambrusco. What do I know?
Hey, you know what? My family likes Lambrusco.
Yeah.
So there.
Nothing wrong with that. So, anyways, this stuff you can get like. For $5 a glass, unless it's happy hour, then it's
$3.25.
Holy shit! So, I know! Which is one of the reasons why I love going to this place for happy hour. It's like, who cares what it tastes like?
Okay, our next date will be there.
Okay, awesome.
Absolutely.
Jeez. So, this one is definitely darker. This is house wine.
This is my, I like wines that tend to be around, this shade.
Could you describe
I'm very excited. Well, it's almost like... In Michigan, we have this soda that's called Faygo Rockin' Rye.
Yes!
And it's this kind of the color of Faygo Rockin' Rye, which is, close to almost a cola, but definitely just because it's that really dark shade of purple.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this
black
is,
with purple edges.
This is somewhat semi-opaque, and that's what I like. I like something that's so deep that you can't read through it.
Well, and it's got a nice dark brown edge, which means it's an older wine, technically. And
Once it starts turning to amber, then you kind of it's on the way out. But
it's not that it's bad. It's a Cabernet,
you know. So much. I am. I love
and
this.
How are the legs on this guy compared to?
Well, we rinsed out our glasses with water, so that's gonna kind of freak out the tinsel, but
it's still
pretty
good.
There's still legs, yeah.
Yeah, this is still leggy.
It's not quite as leggy, but I don't know if that's because of the water in the glass or not.
Well, and you know, the legs meant absolute bub kiss in the last one, so.
Right.
If anything we've learned is the stuff, like, during this podcast, is like, the stuff that's supposed to make good wine doesn't mean crap.
Although,
until it hits your tongue.
Now, yeah, see, this is our caveat, because we do not open the wine and let it breathe
for
20 minutes.
We don't
do
that.
The way you're supposed to, because we drink wine like normal people. You come on and go, oh, for freak's sake, get me a glass of freaking wine.
Yep.
Exactly. And then we open it and we pour it.
Yep.
Because that's what we...
Do y'all ever use the decanters?
Yes. Actually, our last episode was about wine do jobs.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
It was all about, you know, like, the crap that you can use, and I don't even know if we really like them. This is what we came up with.
We do like using an aerator at our house. We do have one.
That's interesting.
The one that fits on the top of the bottle?
You stick it on, you know, on the... We pour it through into the glass.
Yeah.
It sounds like farts.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad trip to El Loro is what it sounds like.
We laughed every time
full
we pour
circle.
It.
It's totally.
We kind of like it, and, you know, sometimes we'll use that, but it is also a pain in the butt to clean.
It is.
You know, and like...
The one we have, you just run water through, a big deal. It's not that big a deal.
So we use it on occasion.
Ooh, smell
this. But not for every glass.
Here, smell this.
Smell this. It's got Timmy Wren in it.
Is that what I see at the bottom of my glass?
Yeah,
there's not a fairy at the bottom of my teacup. There's Timmy Wren at the bottom of my wine glass.
What are you, Duck? You're making a face.
Is
that an appreciative
face?
It
is an appreciative face.
Okay.
I like the smell better than the last one.
Yeah. I could, if a room smelled like, if you could put this odor in my car, I would be okay with it.
This is highly tannin. So I'm hesitant. But the last one smelled so good and then it sucked. So what am I, you know.
But it smells like it's got some dark fruit in it. You know, I'm a big fan of, like, wine that you, when you drink it, it seems like you almost have to chew it because it has so much fruit in it.
Wines that bite you back, Duck. You and I are in the same spot. Ma'am, how do you feel about the smell on this one?
It smells
Do you
want to
kiss it? Do you want to lick it?
I think she wants to lick it. She made tongue gestures.
I want it to dance on my palate.
But do you want it to dance a ballet or tap dance? Or maybe
or lambada.
I was thinking a tango.
Yeah, something. Definitely not ballet or tap.
Polka?
Polka.
Do you want it to polka on your tongue?
No, I want this one to tango.
No, maybe like, you know.
Oh, like bump and grinding?
A little,
okay.
A little hip-hop, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Feels like you're dancing.
Okay, before we chase this puppy.
Let's toast.
Let's toast to spring, because
hallelujah.
I can see the cherry outside, the cherry tree outside our fence. No, I'm sorry, it's a plum tree outside our door.
Yeah. Yeah, this works for me. I mean,
this doesn't suck.
No. It's
baby.
It's
I really like this one a lot better.
My humble opinion, nothing special, but at the same time, I can
But it has weight.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? You like it. Why?
I like it cuz God, I don't know, you guys.
Defend your position, ma'am.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, go, man. Jeez, be a guest on our show.
Come on.
I like it because it's there, you know? Like, it shows up in my mouth.
Yeah, it's present.
Right, not because it's, like, physically there, but, like, it's not just happening to me.
It's happening with you?
Yes.
You're having a relationship with the wine.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
So is it is it good for you?
It is good for me.
All right.
Good. It is good for me.
Lana. Wow. Just because Bam is hot.
This is taking a good turn.
Now see, when I first met Maine, we did Commedia Beauregard. We were doing the Rembrandt plays.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
That was forever ago.
Billions of years ago.
Billions.
And
I was so young then.
But
young and foolish.
I think that was, what, 2010? Early 2010.
Those were still going on in 2010?
Yes.
Well, and I directed
one
of the pieces that happened the year afterward. That was called Bottles of Red, ironically enough.
Yeah.
What I remember most, though, is the great thing about that particular grouping of small shows.
Is that Maine, wasn't it?
Well, of course.
And Duck directed something later?
No, but, you know, usually women's roles are kind of secondary and afterthoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And we both had roles that were like, chew your freaking scenery.
Yeah.
Go for it, baby.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
It was fun.
That was when I met you and I went,
yeah.
Dude, she's got chops.
Oh, that's sweet. I felt the same way. And and your eyes. Ugh.
Aren't they beautiful?
Seriously.
No. Duck, we find you mildly attractive, too.
Well, thanks.
You know.
I think we covered that in the last segment when we were talking about all the ducks.
And, in that hole, you have a penis way.
Mm-hmm. Well, shucks. Thanks for noticing.
Oh, by the way, did I mention we're all naked?
No, we're not. Well, I am, but no one else is, but that's normal.
Now we're going to have a lot of people who want to guest on our show.
I hear the ice cream man.
The ice cream truck is coming.
Ice cream man.
It is spring.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. Let's
get the hell out. It is spring.
This is the beautiful part about living in the center of the city. It's, you know, old houses and old traditions, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah. You do have a beautiful home.
Yeah.
Duck, how do you feel about this wine?
Like this wine tastes? To me is I have a very positive review of this wine.
Awesome.
It feels full, mm-hmm. like it makes itself present without, in a positive way, not mm-hmm. an obnoxious way.
Right.
But it still, it doesn't assault my mouth. Like, I don't feel like my mouth is dry or exhaustive afterward. You know, it probably goes good with one of those spaceship pops that we could go out to the ice cream. No.
I'm assaulting my mouth. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to go there.
All right. And Lana, how do you feel about this one?
I like it. I think, you know what the best pairing of this would be? Pizza.
Mm. Or may I recommend chips and salsa? Because that's what they serve at El Fatso. Because, I mean, seriously, I have to call it that. Like, I just try not to think about the calories and fat involved in everything.
You know what? It's just that like, is not a bad thing.
That's right.
So, yeah. But yeah,
oh, let's try some food with this sucker.
It goes super good with chips and salsa. They're all of their cheese products in the whole wide world. I mean, it's.
And when does cheese not get fun?
Oh, especially when it's melted and it's got like.
Oh, if it's crusty and kind of leathery on top. Yeah. Oh, stop it.
Except they don't do, or they do white cheese, which apparently is supposed to be more traditional, which I'm not entirely.
Okay, so
Wait, Lana's leaving. She's going to get napkins because she's dumped on herself. So how is it with food? Does it do anything for you?
I feel like it improves the bread. I don't know that the bread improves the wine.
and to be fair, this is, you know, white bread, which is supposed to be one of those things you're supposed to, like, totally taste wine with.
Oh, wait, whatever. We haven't tried the sound-dampening almonds yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's almonds as well. They're unsalted, mm-hmm. so you can see if that makes a difference with the wine, too.
We have to enjoy them while we have the chance, because when California runs out of water, we won't have almonds
and anymore. Almonds take a lot of water.
We probably won't have a lot of these wines anymore, either, but...
Way to bring us down, Doug.
Yeah. Well,
way too. However, totally, you know, harsh the squee.
However, you know, what I learned in Paris, and I think that may have been part of our episode, was that you want your wine bushes, your bushes of grapes. There
your vines.
Thank you. To be stressed. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to have too much water anyways, because it concentrates the flavor in the grape, so...
Yay, drought! They're indigenous. I mean, they're mostly indigenous to Italy and Greece, very arid soil. I mean, that's where they're happy.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, I dig it. Does it change with almonds, the wine?
The almonds are good.
Yeah, I like it with
that.
The almonds.
I would agree.
Yes, so this is the house wine. That's what the box is called.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Cabernet, and I picked it up for $14.
That is a good wine for a $14 box of wine.
Can't agree more.
Yeah.
So how much wine, as opposed to a bottle, is in a box?
It's supposed to be four bottles.
Bottles in a box?
Four bottles in a box.
Wowzers.
So like...
Yep. Okay. I mean,
for a box of wine...
That's like 12 glasses?
Well, according to... It's 25-ounce glasses, but who...
What the heck is that?
I don't know what that means.
What are we doing, serving children here?
Right. Yes, it is...
Seriously.
A 3-liter box, which says, it equals 4 750-milliliter bottles, which is what our first bottle is. And
okay, I'm sold on that one then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I think for a box wine, this has a lot more guts. Box wines tend to be a little on the watery side.
Does it say where it's manufactured?
You know, I bet it does.
Or grown, or...
Or like...
That would be vinted. Not distilled. Yeah, vinted.
Walla Walla, Washington.
There we go. It's a Washington wine.
It's a Washington wine.
That's kind of an arid-ish. That's on the more eastern side of Washington, which is not like Seattle, where it's super drenchy wet.
Mm-hmm. So some of the best wines that I've ever had are in the Columbia River, from the Columbia River Basin. And that is strangely very rich soil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think the fact that it doesn't get a ton of sunshine stresses it in a different way.
Yeah, it's fascinating. But yeah.
And Walla Walla is just a way more fun thing to say. You know, it sounds like something like Ewoks would say, but Walla 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 Walla.
I think they do. Yeah. Especially the new ones coming out. Yeah. If I remember right. So Duck,
if they don't, they should.
They do now. So Duck, besides The Sound of Footloose, you have a busy May coming up.
Actually my May is a little bit lighter than a lot of my months have been lately, but I do have a few things going on in May.
Yeah.
By the way.
You're a machine.
I try. I just have fun. You know, every time I get on stage, it's fun.
But Duck, you deserve it. Mm-hmm. You really do. You are a fine performer. Always enjoy watching you on stage.
Thank you.
I mean, and I'm not just, blowing smoke up your ass. It's just, it's true.
As fun as that could be.
Well, and we
should up for new experiences, like I said earlier.
You were super sweet in your last show.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Super endearing.
Yeah, you're very honest on stage, and that's wonderful to see. So anyways, tell us about what you got.
Can we just mention
what?
That his last Fringe show that we were in with him, he made a lovely girl.
You did. You made a beautiful girl.
He was charming and winsome. There we go. I've said it.
And that was Principia Discordia. That was Albatross Productions, directed by Bob Alberti, where, yes, Duck got to play a female in The Importance of Being Earnest.
That's right.
And
Cecily.
You had the best leg, kick out during a hug, and it was just perfect.
It was stunning.
Mm-hmm. You made a wonderful girl.
I loved working with you guys on that.
That was a fun production.
Well,
how far can we push this?
We can keep pushing it. So what's coming up for you in May?
In May, I will be performing in the Vilification Tennis Show this month, which is, the good, the bad, and your mom. It's a Western-themed vilification, so you can come hear us sling insults from the hip, in a Western kind of way. I sold him. I was like, I'm the only one in the cast who can, can warrant saying, excuse me while I whip this out. He's like, all right, you're cast. I was like,
now we know why guys get cast.
I co-produce a show called The Encyclopedia Show that happens every month.
That's awesome.
And this month our show is an Alan Turing is the theme. So all of the pieces will be based on Alan Turing in some way. I do believe that Wendy Bowlesby is going to be choreographing a dance that maybe a couple other people might be taking part in.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to. I have to see and experience what an Alan Turing dance is like. So I'm very excited about that.
I am super excited that Wendy's going to be involved because it's going to be awesome.
What else? I'll be performing in the Fearless Lab show at Honey, and the theme on that show is mothers. So we're going to do a vilification tennis segment where we're just solely telling your mama jokes, which will be fun.
Is it on Mother's Day?
It's 2 days after Mother's Day, so it's close, but it's not on.
Well, you've been home, you've spent time with your family, you've really got some stuff to work on.
And I'll also be performing another piece there, too. I think it's going to be letters to my mother or to a mother in various capacities.
Oh.
Some fun stuff.
Alrighty, then. Oh, Dawn is getting something.
No, I wasn't being quiet. Shoot.
Okay. No worries. Keep going.
We're explaining.
I'm trying to think if I have anything else going on in May. Obviously, we're going to be preparing for our Fringe Festival show coming up. I am directing a piece in the Tease, the Easy Access Script Experience is what that stands for. Where they put together a bunch of scenes from different playwrights and a bunch of producing houses from different companies around town come and absorb, and
that's a lot
they have like
of fun
a little social thing afterwards,
which is
really cool.
Right?
Yep, through little lifeboats. I'm acting in the 1 Minute Play Festival in pieces that are going to be directed by Scott Pacoditis.
Yay!
Love Scott.
I'm going to be doing a 48-hour film festival project. I think we're involved in the same one.
Yeah, with Michael.
Actually, yes.
Michael Pennington. Woo!
Yay, Michael Pennington.
I saw you linked in there. I was like, yay! Yeah. Name again.
I'll be doing writing, so I won't see you on the production side.
Well, write me something good.
I'll be sleeping. when we start writing, I'll be like, duck. I need a part for duck. That's awesome. That's super fun. I love that.
Oh, great. Wow, Doug, you got so much going on.
Seriously.
And then, like, before we know it's June and it's Convergence and holy crap with all of that.
Convergence.
Yay! And then the big kind of project that's weighing on me right now is Fearless Comedy Productions has decided they want to produce a show that I'm writing in the fall. So,
yay!
So I'm in preps and works on
and
I'm
what
creating
show is that.
It's called it's in process.
Okay.
But it's called Caucasian Aggressive Pandas and Other Mulatto Tales.
Stopped short there for a second.
Yeah.
All right, say it again.
Is this
sorry.
The one that we were discussing at lunch a couple? Yeah.
Say it again because I interrupted you.
Caucasian Aggressive Pandas and Other Mulatto Tales.
Oh my gosh. So are you like reclaiming the word mulatto here?
I feel it's the word that's most easily identifiable as somebody who's black, white, mixed race. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the appropriate term to say or not is debatable.
Because I would never.
Yeah, that one's a tough one.
Yeah, that's one of those that if you're not actually one, you don't use that word because you don't want to offend people.
But you know, there's not really a great word though.
No,
that's
there
the rub.
I think
the origins of that
race.
Word are, but mixed could be
everything.
And it's not just like
I'm actually mixed, but not the same mix you have.
Right.
I mean, and really, even if you are Caucasian,
we're all mixed.
Well, I'm so mixed, it's ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, we all are. Yeah.
The only thing I'm not is what you are. That's hysterical.
Really? What's interesting about that is that we are mutts, but because we are white presenting, it's just considered Caucasian, but we have a special word for people who are mixed with other races. It's interesting.
I'm mixed with other races, but you don't see it, which makes for a very different experience.
What races are you mixed with?
I'm Italian, which is really what you see. I'm also Scandinavian, which you only see in my nose. I'm French and I'm Native American.
Okay.
But nobody would ever cast me as Native because I just don't look like it.
Right.
In fact, my family hid it for a very long time because we lived in northern Minnesota, which, to be honest, not a big deal if you're African American, but if you're Native American, you're one of the drunk Indians lying sprawled on 3rd Street.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting concept when everyone just goes, yeah, you're white. And it's like, have you seen the color of my skin? This is not white.
Yeah.
If anyone is white in the room.
Yes, Dawn is very white.
I consider myself see-through, as a matter of fact.
She is very
porcelain.
Anglo.
Yes, when I wear makeup to cover up my blood veins. it's what it does. But, you know, yeah, race is always fascinating, but that's the best part about wine. Because it's red or it's white.
Or it's rosé.
Or it's the color of rock and rye soda.
Yeah, Duck and I are rosé.
Oh, that's right. You guys are
that.
A blend.
Yes, we
Maybe
are.
That's the term we should go with. But then we're all blends again.
Yes.
Right. That goes right back to the same thing. But
yeah. It does.
Yeah.
Well, I like to say that. Je suis bronzé toujours, which is, I am always tan.
Oh,
very nice.
What's the opposite of that? Because that's us.
I'm always afraid of the sunshine.
I'm always, I'm either yellow or gold, depending on the time of year.
I just become one big freckle in the summer. Just one big
I think it's cute, though.
Freckle.
My niece calls them sprinkles.
Oh, that's, my
so
husband calls
sprinkles.
Them constellations.
Oh, I love
constellations. Oh, very cute.
It's very sweet.
Yes. Well, now that we've talked about skin color,
Right. This
let's
got
rate
deep.
This wine.
This got deep.
So, let's see here. How do you feel about this wine, Lana?
I'd say a 3.5. I'd put back at least half a bottle with a pizza. That's my 3.5.
Yeah, easy cheese. Duck, how do you feel?
I think I'm pretty close to 4.
It
agrees with me. It says, you know what, we understand each other.
But is that because of the price or just because of the flavor? Or does the price help?
I'm trying to ignore the price. Oh. The price really would make it a 5. Because, getting 4 bottles of wine for $14 that tastes like this, Charles Schwab can go suck it, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, seriously.
You know, he can always suck it.
Charles Schwab or Charles Shaw?
Or is it Shaw? I don't know. Charles Shaw.
Anybody named Charles
Shaw.
The $2 Chuck, that, you know, or $3 Chuck here.
No.
Yeah.
Even I can't do that.
Oh.
Even I can't do that.
Mad Dog. Well, even back in the day, in your high school days, you couldn't do it?
I didn't even know about it.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you were so sweet.
I know.
You know, sweet, you know, if you were like me, you drank whatever the boys would buy you.
Right.
Or somebody's fascinating. Sibling.
Somebody's sibling. Yeah. Wow. I also have a story about stealing my sister's ID, who is 6 years older than me, and again, getting arrested.
Wow.
Wow. How many times have you been arrested?
We just want to hear that one.
No. Three, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
All as a minor.
Nope.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, high five.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, one of them I got off. The other one was a minor, and so there's nothing there. And then this one, the one where I used my sister's ID, hubris got in my way.
Hubris.
And, yeah, I got arrested and went to jail. Got my mug shots and my thumbprints and everything.
Wow, you're
but
in
I got
the
released.
System.
I got released. I would love to get my hands on those pictures.
NCIS, or NCIS and CSI, boy, they could pull you up anytime.
Dude, I need to reach out to them.
Hey, can I get my mugshots, please? I'm doing a show.
You just put it right on the postcard.
Yeah.
This is kind of essential. So, did we hear your rating?
No, I'm going to go with 4 as well.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say that the price isn't influencing me.
It's okay if it does.
Because I'm telling you, I'm like, where do I get this? Yeah. I shall go buy this
house
now.
Because it's hard you to ask somebody for house wine. They're like, sure, we have house wine. No, but do you have house wine?
House wine.
I know, it was ridiculous. Like, when she pointed at the box, I was like, yeah. Okay, I really like this. And I am letting the price sway my opinion because I am a Black Box fan. I love their Cabernet. Mm-hmm. You know, which is, you know, $18-$20.
Yep.
But, you know, boy, for $6 less, this'll do just nice. Like, if I'm having a party, I'd have this.
Sure, yeah. Everybody would be happy with that.
Everybody would be happy, and it doesn't cost me $1 million. So, yeah, I'm going to give this a 4. And I would drink this by myself happily. So,
how many things wouldn't you drink by yourself happily?
I've got that Cabernet at home that I posted recently that I still can't drink. Mm. I should have brought it and made you drink it.
Why don't you love me?
I do.
So I might have to ask, because I loved it so much. Are you going to do the piece that you did at the Freshwater Showcase?
I am.
Yeah. You guys have to see the show, because, like, that was, like, a brilliant piece of storytelling.
Thank you.
Like,
it's a dark turn.
It's not happy, but it's beautiful, and
oh,
and
thank you.
I was very proud of you, and like I'm really pleased whenever I see theater that takes me to an emotional place, and you definitely did that.
And it's really amazing being in a group of actors where you see each other grow so
isn't that beautiful?
It makes me verklempt.
It's the best.
Well, I mean, and Duck, you and I have known each other since what, Romeo and Juliet? That was
instant dating.
Oh my god, instant dating. Oh, the faded show. 2004?
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, it's the same thing. It's the, you know,
actually, it may have been even, I bet you it was even earlier than that.
2003 or 2002?
I bet you it was like 2002.
But yeah, you've only gotten better, Duck. I mean, really, you've only gotten better.
Yeah.
So, ma'am, it's your turn to read,
yay,
to pull from the envelope of funny voices.
So, I have to say, I looked over Duck's shoulder when he pulled out the last one, and I swear it said, like your underwear. And I was like, how do you interpret
underwear?
Reading something like underwear?
So, what funny voice did you draw?
Julia Child!
Could you please read us the tasting notes of
blue cherry and ripe berry aromas and flavors nicely framed by smooth polished tannin. Warm vanilla and spice open up across the smooth, generous finish. Add butter.
That part wasn't on there, but yeah.
Bravo.
Thank you.
So, bravo. Black cherry, ripe berry aromas, do we agree with that?
Sure.
Yeah, I
agree with that. Smooth, polished tannins.
I'm not sure that it's smooth, but, you know, for a box wine, it's smooth.
Yeah. Warm vanilla and spice?
I didn't get the vanilla anywhere. Well, spice, yes. Vanilla, no.
I don't know so much on the vanilla, but I'll believe them, you know.
Yeah.
I'll believe that it's there. I just won't believe that you can taste it.
I won't call Cork Dorkery,
no.
But I will say that they've had a little bit of wine before they wrote this.
Right.
Which, who can blame them?
Yeah, sure. Really. Right. If I worked at a winery,
oh my gosh.
Let's just say.
You should do that. So between the two wines, we still have Montoya. Duck actually brought us a guest bottle.
I did. It's not from my favorite restaurant.
Hey, it doesn't matter. But, you didn't know the
It is from a place called the Cork Dork, so.
No! That's so funny.
So which one is it?
It is Montoya Pinot Noir from Monterey, County. So another California Pinot.
Ooh.
Let's see if this does better. But this, oh my god, this has a
cork.
Oh god. Oh my gosh.
Which I don't know is a good or, you know, like corks are not the easiest material to come by these days. It's
true.
We're running out of corks. So well, it's kind of nice when they do a screw top out of it.
It will, but then you also have like the fake corks that is
yeah,
the,
true.
And right. Those are great materials too because they don't rot. They don't.
Right.
Ooh. Sounds dry.
Good squeaky.
Sounds dry.
We got to hear all of the sounds.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All right, here we go. Shh.
Best sound.
Angels.
Second best sound, because the best sound is coming up.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wait
is.
A second. I have to rinse my glass because...
Mine's rinsed. Yeah, I totally rinsed mine right away when I knew the other bottle was coming out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're just a better man than I, Gunga Dan.
That's true.
Ooh,
no, this is real.
Oh, holy crap. Look at that
color.
Oh,
isn't that beautiful?
Oh, my God.
Now, this one is...
That's pretty amber red.
Yeah, it's an amber red, but you can kind of see through it, and the light really bounces back and forth, kind of like the ocean, like the way the colors change when the
amber
sunlight
red
hits it.
Ocean?
Yeah, totally. That makes
okay,
sense.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, go team.
Boy, how much wine have you had to drink, Don?
Not enough.
Where is
well,
Monterey
when...
in California? That's south,
that's
isn't it?
Way south. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like close to San Diego, I think.
Oh, holy
it
crap!
It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's got a nice
oh,
wood smell to it.
It smells like Oregon Pinot.
And
it does have a very
like,
beautiful smell.
Here's right to, between the eyes again.
Yeah, here's to us growing as actors and performers
ooh.
In our chosen field.
Yay.
Oh. Here's to making people cry.
Amen, amen.
Yes.
Let's try this guy. Mm. Now this is a Pinot.
Oh, for heaven's
this
sake!
This is a Pinot.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. It's got that back taste of smoke
and
wood
and raspberry.
Yeah. Oh, this is
and
a
cherry.
Pinot.
Oh, this one
God.
Fills my mouth with happy.
Seriously.
Do you know how much it cost approximately, Doug?
I think it was a $13 bottle.
Oh, for
I would spend $13 on this.
I certainly would. And this one I would drink with just about everything on the planet.
Seriously.
Oh, that's
where
delightful.
Did you get it?
Delightful.
At the Cork Dork.
It's a
local wine shop.
Take a picture of that, Dawn.
On Cedar Avenue. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's like Cedar and pretty close to 50th. Not exactly that far down,
oh
though.
God,
right
is...
across the street from the second Grand Old Creamery location, the one that's in Minneapolis, is where it's located.
This is a Pinot.
It's a
thank you for showing us what a Pinot should be. So we've had three wines, which is uncommon. Thank you, Duck. We've tried Angeline Pinot Noir from California, Montoya 2012 Pinot Noir, and Housewine Cabernet. Duck, do you have a preference between the three? I know, this is a tough one.
No, it's not.
You and your Pinots, Lana.
Oh, screw you.
I actually probably would go with the Montoya.
Yeah, absolutely.
Montoya.
I'm definitely on the Montoya.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Montoya.
Oh,
yeah.
Don, he totally bested us.
No, that's great.
I am
in
awe. Duck didn't know our theme. It would have been a different story. No.
That's
no.
true.
I think it's wonderful
that's
that we
true.
Got to try a Pinot that's wondrous.
Oh,
thank you so much for bringing
freak.
That. Jeez, Mame, you could have done better this
I know,
time.
Seriously.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
invite me back.
Between the two house wines from our favorite restaurant, I vote for the box house wine.
I do too.
Yeah,
for
I would agree.
Sure.
My only caveat is I had never tried this. I would not
yes.
have brought this.
Hey, we tried it.
That
point.
14 Hands Hot Trot was the other
oh,
option.
Right.
Which is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's always delicious. So I know that Lana and I have a production coming up for
yes.
Fearless Comedy Productions. We're doing Double Blind Improv on Thursday, June 18th at Honey.
Yay.
And
yay!
And... Oh, Big Fun Radio Fun Time.
Yeah.
Yes, when is our date on that one?
It's really close. It's like a couple days before.
Yes, that will be Sunday, June 14th, that Lana and I will be doing a Big Fun Radio Fun Time at 7 o'clock. I think that's still at Bryant Lake Bowl. And then Fearless Comedy Productions' next show is Jenny Bandage versus the unpronounceable acronym.
Yay! I cannot wait to see
and this. And it is a lovely cast. It's a ridiculous show. That opens on May 29th. We'll post to all of this stuff. Lana, what is our next theme? I have an idea. My mouth is full. Yeah, I know. Mm. But if you don't have an idea, Bob Alberti recommended a great one. Unless you have one that you want to go for. Because I choose you over Bob all the time.
All the time.
I'm just prettier.
Not hard. But you are prettier anyways.
I think that was actually a cut somewhere. We can go with... You say what Bob said, but you know what? I might come up with something else in the meantime, so... It's going to be a surprise, kids.
Ah, well, Bob said, and this was actually at the Phoenix Theater last night, because the Phoenix Theater has expanded all of their alcohol selections. Go, Phoenix Theater!
Phoenix.
And they have lot of canned wines, especially for the summer, that are supposed to be served cold. They're like carbonated sangrias and all these other products.
I'm calling no on this one.
Actually, I had a carbonated sangria last night, and it was wonderful.
Wow.
Up to you, Lana. Bob, your idea sucks.
I call cork dorkery on that, because that just sounds sucky. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. I might go in a totally different direction.
Do it.
Cider.
Oh.
Do you not like cider?
No, I do like cider, but I don't like it as much as I like wine. But we can do it, because this is Screw It, a podcast about cider.
About good things to put in your mouth.
All right.
I think at some point you guys should do a frozen wines.
We did ice wine.
No, but not frozen wine.
Frozen blended wine, so it's like a wine smoothie. Like,
oh, I haven't had.
Can we do that instead?
They're to die for.
Okay, because it's getting warm up, but we should do that probably on site somewhere.
Okay,
that
okay.
Makes it.
So what's our next theme? I can't tell anymore.
You're frozen. Frozen wine.
Frozen wines. Okay, that's going to be our next episode. So please find us on Facebook. We are there.
Are so cool.
Seriously.
It's true.
Seriously.
Thank you so much for listening. My name is Dawn.
And I'm Lana.
I'm Duck.
And I'm Mame.
And you've been listening to Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age. We improve with wine. Theme song.
Theme song.
Theme song. Theme song. This is theme song.
Theme song.
Theme song. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song.